Hello, lovely Sunday school. I hope you're all well and you've been managing in this heat. I do miss the cool air inside the church on these hot, hot days. The calm, cool space of the church is normally a beautiful place to escape to on hectic summer Sundays. Please do contact me, your mother Juliet, if there's anything you or your grown-up want to talk to us about. Contact information is on the church website, or you can find us on the Sunday School WhatsApp group. Today's gospel reading reminds us that God should be at the heart of everything we do. Now, have you seen those little wooden toys called Russian dolls? The ones where you twist the big one open and you find an almost identical one inside. And then you open that one up and there's another one, almost identical, inside. My dad used to have a set that was lots of penguins, but you can get all different types. Well, I couldn't help thinking of Russian dolls when I read the first sentence of today's gospel. It says, Jesus said to the 12, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Can you count the welcomes in that sentence? Yeah, four welcomes in one sentence. As with our last two gospel readings, here Jesus is talking to his disciples about what to do and how to behave when they're going out to spread the good news about Christianity. But he reminds them that at the heart of what they're doing is God. It's so easy to get wrapped up in the things that seem to make us Christian. We all do it. If you think back to the beginning of what I've said here, you can remember that I spoke about missing the church building, and I do. But it's not the church building that makes me a Christian. Having a wonderful church and a load of lovely people to see every Sunday helps me to be a Christian. But what makes me a Christian is having God at the centre of everything I do. Whenever I would take apart my dad's Russian dolls, I'd wait for the satisfaction of getting to the end, finding that last little doll, the one you couldn't take apart, the one right at the centre of the others. As Christians and disciples, what is at the centre of what we do? Over the last couple of weeks, we've thought of God as a powerful hand supporting us, having our back, and knowing us so well that he knows the number of hairs on our head. But today, Jesus reminds us that God works from inside us too, from our hearts. Jesus knew that the disciples he was sending out to share his good news truly had God in their hearts. He knew that this would mean they had to open up and be honest about being Christians. As disciples, God is with us in our hearts. This is what Jesus is saying to his disciples. Because everything you do comes from your heart and God is in your heart, when people are guided by you, they're guided by God. It is sometimes hard to be a Christian, but with God at the centre of what you do, we reflect his message and reflect his glory and help other people to find him too. I'm sending you loads of love, Sunday School. I've added some resources on the website for you if you'd like to do those. May God keep you safe and healthy and happy. Amen.